Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, where's my music? All right, that's really weird. I usually have music playing for this. Okay, something's going on. Issue with Skype, you'll need to connect the direct connector via telephone. I am on telephone, and I see my mic there. Okay, let me go to the chat room. If you can hear me, let me know. I want to make sure we're having a little technical difficulty here. With Blog Talk Radio, I'm opening up the chat room. If you're in the chat room, please let me know so I can tell you're there. Okay, logging in. There we go. I see myself in the chat room, so I'm definitely on. I just, my music didn't come on. That was very strange indeed. My music's playing, and I don't know it. You know what? I'm going to start with a little music, and we'll see what happens here. Let me find something short. And this is very strange. My opening music did not come on. I do have a very special guest, though, today. So why don't I find some music, and then we'll play him on underneath there. Okay, here we go. Well, this guy's very funny. I just met him, and it's incredible. He does so many different things that it's hard to keep up with. A writer, a comedian, and all around a funny guy. So let's see if we can find this. Let's see if it's play. There we go. Now I got some music going. Okay. What happened to my startup music? They must have had some issues. Today's guest is Ben Rosenfeld. The guy is smart comedy for smart people. Blends his family's experience as Russian Jewish immigrants, his philosophical beliefs, political observations, and unique character. Oh man, you've seen him on Fox Labs, CBS This Morning, National Geographic, Brain Games, Rooftop Comedy, goes on and on. I know he's headlined at Caroline twice already. Pretty darn funny guy. And he's also written a book called Russian Optimism, Dark Nursery Rhymes to Cheer You Right Up. I read it. It's pretty funny. Reminds me a lot of the fairy tales my mom used to tell me. All right, we're going to find out more about him. I'm going to go to his comedy, and then we'll bring him in. Sorry about that. I don't know what this part of I'm on the road, so give me a little friends here with getting us all started. The internet is going loopy today. Okay. I'm going to find some Ben's comedy. And so then we're going to begin, and we're going to open up the mic for Ben. Ben is going to tell us all about himself. Okay. Let me look down. Where are you? Checking it out. Wow. I had everything downloaded, and it's gone now. So, Ben, my apologies. HectorLeach.com is on. All right. Well, I'll bring Ben on it. We'll talk about it. Sorry about that. We have guest 67 in the chat room. We have comedian HectorLeach.com in the chat room. We're going to open up Ben's mic while I try to find some of his comedy. I don't know what's going on today, so get ready, Ben. You're going to be on the air. Ben, you're on the air.
Hey, Nancy. How are
Ben?
You? Yeah, I hear
you.
Great.
Sorry about the glitches. I'm traveling, and the internet service where I'm at is just crazy. I had downloaded your comedy before I left town, and now I can't find it. So we're just going to talk
like
about
the internet
you then.
Seems like the internet didn't travel with you.
It didn't travel with me. It totally betrayed me out here. It didn't play my startup music. And I downloaded your funny comedy bits, which I love. And I love your Russian father and the optimism. I read your book. I love that. Tell us where that book's available, please.
So it's available on Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, and in Barnes & Noble stores in Manhattan and a few in Brooklyn.
A few, but that's terrific. Okay, Ben, let's give it a little backstory. I know you as a comedian. I met you that way. Well, give us a little backstory. When did you come to America?
So I came to America as a little kid. Back in the late 80s, and then I was four.
Four, okay. So you assimilated quickly then, I assume.
but when I came here, my dad said I stopped speaking for 6 months. Like, I didn't speak Russian or English. And then I just started speaking English. So 6 months is what it took.
Oh, wow. And you just stopped talking. Is that what happened? You were just assimilating.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he was the only one who could sort of understand me, but I pretty much just went mute for 6 months because I guess my little brain couldn't understand why people just started speaking a different language all of a sudden.
Very Gorky. So then you came here, then you went to school here, I assume, and your parents were working. And when did you begin to get in comedy?
I mean, pretty much since I was 10, I was babysitting myself after school. So there'd always be Married with Children reruns on and The Simpsons. So that's kind of how I got into comedy, and then Beavis and Butthead. So at a young age, I would say. I probably watched enough TV from the age of 10 to 18 to average out to 2 hours a day the rest of my life.
Oh, wow. And so then you, when did you start stand-up?
A couple years after college. Well, so my college freshman year roommate, he was doing stand-up, and I'd go around with him, like giving him ideas and just kind of checking it out. But I never thought I would be doing it. And then a couple years out of college, I was doing management consulting. And he was living in Atlantic City. I was in Philadelphia. So I started checking out shows for him, like Philly open mic. So if he came to visit, then I could know where to send him. And after 2 weeks of watching. What's that?
I said, you're a good friend.
Oh, yeah. But after 2 weeks of watching Philly open mics, I was like, I could write this. So I like went to the hotel, wrote some jokes, and sent it to him. Like, hey, maybe you could use it. And he's like, it's not bad. Why don't you try it? I'm like, why don't I try it? Like, it never occurred to me before.
Oh, well, you know, now it's kicking in. I found your comedy, and we're going to play one of your bits called My Russian Dad.
I grew up in a frozen tundra, untouched by human kindness. Connecticut. And I remember when we first came to America, my dad took me to a doctor because I was having these weird facial tics. Turns out it was laughter. My dad had never seen this before. He asked the doctor if he could cure laughter. And the doctor's like, sir, we don't need to treat this. The public schools will take the joy right out. Most of us went to public school. I love my dad, that was my point. See, my dad speaks perfect English, but he's Russian and aggressive, and he doesn't understand American culture. Like, one time in school I got into a fight, and my dad didn't understand why the teachers called him in. He thought it was because I lost the fight. You know, the teachers were like, your son can't hit anyone. And my dad's like, oh, he's been missing punches? I am so sorry. I will train him better. And the teacher's like, no, your son can't fight. I understand. That's why I'm training him. Just give us 2 weeks for a rematch. And he will draw first blood. And the teacher's like, no, Ben can't punch people. I agree, he has a soft jab. But his uppercut, no. There I go. In America, kids can't fight kids. Okay, he'll fight adults. Human or bear. There I go. Ben fights again, not to face consequences. I said he'll fight anyone. I don't care if he's Hispanic. Just give us 2 weeks and he'll fight this Mr. Sequence. And the teacher's like, no, Ben fights one more time, he'll be suspended for 5 days. And if he fights twice, he'll be suspended for 15. And when I thought my dad couldn't do the algebra, Wrong. So here's a fun thing, everyone. In Russia, when you get pulled over for speeding, you're supposed to get out of your car and go to the cops. Right, so the first time my dad got pulled over in America.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got out of his car and the cops lost their shit. They were like, sir, get back in the car. And my dad's like, oh, I'm free to go. I don't even have to give a bribe. So my dad turns towards his car, and the cops are like, free, there's going to be consequences. Him again? My son just fought this guy in court. And the cops are like, what? Are you drunk? Say the alphabet backwards. I don't know it forwards. And that's the story of how my dad learned the alphabet. During a 30-day sentence. It's a feel-good story, everyone.
That was terrific. Are you there?
Thanks. Yeah, I'm here.
I love that. So I listened to a lot of your thank you for sending those, by the way. I listened to a lot of your comedy segments, but I love that one just because there's a little bit of element of love in you telling the story because it's your dad. You know, like
it's that kind of,
I like that kind of comedy where you say something but it really has to do with your family, but it's, so it comes from the heart kind of comedy. You're not making fun of them, but so it's I like that. So that was great. What does your family think about that when you talk about them in their bits?
My dad likes it. My mom doesn't.
Of course, it's a mom thing.
My son tolerates me. Yeah.
Because my name runs with scissors.
I think it's also because my dad material is more positive than my mom material.
Oh, okay. There you go. But that was, I don't have to give blood. I don't know. Accents are funny. I come from an immigrant family too. So tell me more, because you also have a CD and you also have your book out. So tell me about both of those.
Sure. So my second CD, The Russian Optimist, came out in January. It's been as high as number 5 in comedy on Amazon for bestsellers. It's also available on iTunes or Pandora or Spotify or wherever people go to listen to digital music. So the book is called Russian Optimism, and the album is The Russian Optimist, because I have a bit I do on the album that inspired me to create the book. So I kind of decided to combine them to like cross-brand it a little bit. And the book came out last year, and it was also an Amazon top 20 in dark humor, and the Kindle was top 5 in humor.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And they can go to Amazon directly to get the book?
Yeah, if you type in Russian Optimism in Amazon, or you can just go to RussianOptimism.com, and there's all the links there and some sample pages and things like that.
Oh, that's terrific. And your CD is on CD Baby?
It's on CD Baby, it's on Amazon, iTunes, anywhere where someone has previously listened to music or comedy, it should be there.
Oh, that's terrific.
Except a record store, because those don't exist anymore.
Now, tell me about the book. I love the book. And I was just in my mind, it's great timing. It's a great Father's Day book, actually.
Totally. Yeah, it is. If your dad's a little messed up or dark or quirky.
I thought it was a lot of fun. I just I have a similar experience with my mother's Spanish, and the same thing with the stories. What? They all.
Yeah.
Did you
pick
out a couple for us?
Yeah, sure. I'll do a couple.
Sure.
But before I do them, I should say the subtitle of Russian Optimism is Dark Nursery Rhymes to Cheer You Right Up. Because otherwise I feel people would be very shocked when I do them. So they'll still be shocked, but at least it'll make a little more sense. And it's an illustrated coffee table book. So it's like 30 rhymes, really dark Russian nursery rhymes.
Okay.
So the first one is Malinkin malchik nashol puli myot Bolshevisu ništo ne zhivyot. Sounds nice and poetic,
and
right, Nancy?
Yeah, okay, but in English it's...
A little boy found a machine gun. Nothing lives in the woods anymore.
They're all dark. I know they're all dark. Can you do another one? There was one what's the one about the bat, the baseball bat?
The surprise. Yes.
Yes.
Do you want me to just do the English now? Now that people believe me.
Yeah, do the English. Do the English for my non-Russian listeners.
This one's called Surprise. A girl walked along with her crippled grandpa. A gang of rapists caught up to them. The gang was really surprised that instead of a bad leg, grandpa had an iron pipe.
It's sick.
Well, that one's actually the most positive one. That's the only one where something horrible doesn't happen to a child. The rest of them, kids die or get maimed or something. Yeah, but this one's like a positive message.
Now, you've also headlined at Caroline's. You've also and you're working on a project right now, aren't you? You're filming something, or you're doing short radio segments?
No, that's just stuff I do. That's not a project per se.
Oh, that's stuff you do.
Yeah. I have some web series and stuff I'm working on, but
okay.
I'm currently
looking
for the next big project.
Yeah, and where are you performing next as well?
I'm all over town. If they go to BigBenComedy.com, it has my most up-to-date schedule.
Oh, definitely. Repeat that, please.
If you go to BigBenComedy.com, that has my most up-to-date schedule. I'm in Manhattan for the next few weeks, all over.
And kind of comedian do you consider yourself? Would you say you're a monologist, a jokester, one-liners? What do you think?
Joke writer, but I do longer and shorter jokes. I kind of piece them together as it comes to me. Intellectual would be what other people have described it as, not always as a compliment.
No, I call it smart humor. Actually, I'm going to play one of your pieces right now called America Runs on Fear. All right, so grab a cup of coffee.
How about that expression now, everyone? America runs on fear, exactly. Don't be interested in what they want you to think. No, America runs on fear. Fear of ISIS, fear of Ebola, fear of Barack Hussein, ISIS, Obama, Ebola. That's what they call them on Fox. And the thing is, like, the government, they want us scared enough that we're going to try to change the system, but not so scared that we stop buying stuff. You see, America's mantra is boo, buy, which is still better than Russia's mantra of boo, die. Because here's how it works. The TV news tells us about this big problem that we may never solve. And then a commercial comes on for this teeny-weeny problem that we can solve if we just buy a fantastic product. It's like there's an oil spill in the Gulf we may never clean up. Clean up your spills with Bounty! Senator Ted Cruz to run for president. Run from your problems with a Carnival cruise! Syria calls for help. Call for help hands-free with the new iPhone! Oh my God, Siri, call an ambulance! Okay, calling Lance. And like I figured, the more TV you watch, the more stuff you buy. Then you go into debt. So now you gotta work harder at a job you hate. So you buy more stuff to distract yourself from the fact that you hate your job, which you're now afraid to lose. Yeah, before you know it, you're climbing a wobbly wooden footstool, trying to hang yourself with a ShamWow. It snaps. You know what breaks your fall? A pile of Snuggies. I sense a few of you are getting sad. You're getting sad, just buy my brand new book. Russian Optimism, Dark Nursery Rhymes to Cheer You Right Up. to be happy. I'm telling you, like, happiness isn't about buying stuff, except my book. Happiness isn't about buying stuff. It's about experiences. So instead of buying fancy shoes at Saks, call immigration on the sales clerk. This is Siri. Call INS. Calling Lamb. See, the thing is, like, the media always shares these scary stories, like killer bacteria on doorknobs, or more kids than ever grown up fathers. And you watch enough of this, you start to get anxiety. Then a commercial comes on for anti-anxiety drugs. So you start thinking, yeah, how dare those Orvins make me too anxious to buy Bounty? So you get on Clonopin, but it screws up your erection. Now you're on Viagra, but it fucks up your heart. One day you're watching TV eating Cool Ranch Doritos when you hear, up next, are Doritos deadly? So you start to hyperventilate. And as you're running to the bathroom to splash cold water on your face, your Viagra bone is bulging. You touch the doorknob, remember the killer bacteria, heart attack, dead. So now your kid's growing up fatherless. The news reports that the cycle continues. It's gotten so bad that now I watch the news and take antidepressants just to see if the drugs are working. They're not. I'm still depressed. But on the bright side, I'm no longer anxious about my 24-hour boner. Anyone want to take a romantic carnival cruise? I'll book it on my new phone. Siri, where can I get some condoms? Call Dom.
Pretty funny, Beth. You do have a slanted view. I kind of like that. I got to tell you, I have a chat room here. And listening in the chat room, we have Gail Parento and comedian, I see, Hector Luis at HectorLuis.com. Love that. You know Hector?
I love Hector. Yeah, he used to, eight years ago, he used to run O'Hanlon's on every day of the week, I believe, on 1st and 14th.
Oh, I know. I used to go. I'm surprised we didn't run into each other. He used to have great giveaways at the end, too, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I think I still have a stack of CDs from those giveaways.
Oh, I'm surprised we didn't run into each other there. I love it. Hector's acting now. I've been after him for years to start acting. I said, you have such a great look. Oh, Hector Luis just gave you a shout out. Go Sven in the chat room.
Hector.
Hector. Who are some of your comedy inspirations, Ben?
George Carlin, I would say, is a huge one. Then Chris Titus, because he also grew up with his dad, which is rare, apparently.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, when you're a kid, you don't realize what's normal and what's not normal. Like, you just assume whatever your situation is, like, everyone's like that. And then later on, you're
you were raised only by your dad?
From like age 10 on.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
yeah.
So that influenced you a lot.
So your dad must be a very
colorful man.
Yeah, he's good people. Titus, Carlin, and early Chris Rock, the socio-political stuff.
I could see Carlin influence in there, definitely, in the smartness of your material. All right, so let's again tell everyone where they can buy your swag.
You can get links for everything at bigbencomedy.com. That's the easiest thing to remember, but you could also go to RussianOptimism.com for the book, TheRussianOptimist.com for the album, or just type it into Amazon.
Well, that's all terrific. I'm glad you're doing all this stuff and that you're active. It's important to be proactive as a comedian today. So any advice you'd give up-and-coming comedians there? You've been doing this for a while.
Do something every day. And keep doing it. And
you
just
mean
show
perform
up.
Or write or
but ideally both. Yeah. But it's like, you know, if you're doing it once a week and you're not really focused on it, you can't expect any results.
Oh no, yeah, you have to be out there and just to me I'm always amazed, Ben, that a lot of comedians, that's all they do. They don't bother to, you know, strengthen their things in storytelling or, you know, in all aspects of stand up comedy. They go to these mics, and that's all they do. But you really have to, as you can tell with your material, be well-read, be thinking about it, and not just throwing it out there. you know, that there are, you know, it doesn't have to be R, obviously, or X. You're really very intelligent, which I like. So it's all good with that. And will you be performing anywhere next that we can promote?
Just
around, you said.
Where am I? Tonight I'm at Greenwich Village Comedy Club at 8, Grizzly Pear at 10. Tomorrow, Village Underground at 4, Broadway Comedy Club 9:30.
Wow, you're everywhere. You're a busy man. All right, so give your website again.
BigBenComedy.com.
BigBenComedy.com. That's terrific. And also, what had a question here. Can you give a Russian humor joke? Anything about Siberia? Somebody in the chat room wrote.
anything about Siberia? That's very specific. There's one from my book that has Siberia in it. Let me find it. I know where it is. One second. Here we go. So this is one of the Russian nursery rhymes in the book.
Okay.
It's called The Lovely Couple. A madly in love couple strolled on the railroad tracks. They chatted pleasantly and filled with desire. Like an arrow, the Siberian Express came through. There used to be two people, now there are four.
All right, Ben. We're winding down here. That was www.bigbencomedy.com. Call in anytime you have something to do. Check out his books, The Russian Optimist, and also you can find anything on his website. You can find it there. That's too funny, Ben. Thank you for being a guest today on Comedy Concepts, and I'm going to go out with my my Russian comedians, Irina and Luboff. Thank you very much. Go to www.bigbencomedy.com. Anything else before I click off?
No, thanks for having me, Nancy. This was fun.
You bet. Good luck with everything. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Irina, and I'm Lubo, and we have formed a kitchen band because we can't afford the garage. No garage for us. So we are going to play our favorite song right now. Hey, lady, count me down. And the one, and the two, and the one, two, three, go.
Gotham Comedy Club. I'll be headlining there for the Gotham Comedy Benefit. So check that out at the Gotham Comedy Club. That's Flag Day. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.